Well, hey, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Amazing Seller Podcast. This is episode number 740. My name is Scott Volker, and I'm here to help you build a future-proof business and create your ultimate freedom. But there's always a but, right? It's up to you to take this information from the show and take action and become the amazing seller of your life. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's do this. All right. Well, today I am really excited because I've got a really cool guest that's going to be coming on the show. Now, his name is Jason, and I met him at Brand Accelerator Live. Now, let me just tell you right up front here, he is going to reveal his product that he has recently launched over the past couple of months, sold over 1,500 units to date, and he launched a very competitive product and in a competitive market, but he didn't care. Because you're going to hear in this interview, he's pretty creative. The other thing is, he's really young. He's only 24 years old. I was just blown away at how smart he is, but also how creative he is and how he went about launching this product, but also how he developed this product and why he spent so much time developing this product. I say spent time. A lot of people out there want to just find a product and then launch it within a month. He actually spent upwards of like 6 months to create this product, and you're going to hear why. But now that he has this core product and he knows who his market is, the sky's the limit. I mean, you're going to hear in this interview how awesome he is and how awesome he is doing, but also what he plans on doing in the future. He was one of our attendees at Brand Accelerator Live. I'm excited because at Brand Accelerator Live, I mentioned that next year, I want to bring some of our listeners, some of our attendees up on stage, and I want to highlight them. And Jason is on his way to being highlighted. Really smart guy. And just the other thing is, he's an action taker, and you're going to hear that in this episode. So now, this also turned a little bit into a coaching call. I didn't intend on it to, but we started to dig in and started to explore what he can do. So again, you're probably going to want to get a notebook or at least come back and listen to this when you can take notes. The show notes can be found at theamazingseller.com/740. And then the other thing that I want to throw out there is if you're interested in coming on the show for me to do a one-on-one coaching call and for us to record it so everyone else can listen in, all you have to do to apply is head over to theamazingseller.com/ask and you can do it there. And you can give me all the details about your business and also what you'd like me to help you with. And if it's a good fit, well, we'll get you on the show. Now, the other thing is, if you want to use that link to ask just a question for me to answer on an upcoming Ask Scott session, you can do it there as well. I'm just trying to keep it really simple. So there's not a whole bunch of links that you have to go to. You can just go there, ask a question, or apply to have one of these coaching sessions that I've been doing that I really love doing. And it seems like you guys really like it as well, because I can see the numbers as far as downloads, and I can also just see the response from within Facebook, Instagram, and the emails that you guys are sending in. So I'm going to keep doing these as long as you guys are enjoying them. So that's kind of what this turned into today as well, is a little bit of a coaching call at the end. But really, really, it's going to be a great session for you guys to sit in on, and I'm super excited for you guys to listen. And like I said, he was one of our attendees at Brand Accelerator Live, and I've had some people ask me, Scott, how do I get the recordings to that? Well, here's how. Just go to theamazingseller.com/BAL2019. Again, that's theamazingseller.com/BAL2019, and you can grab the recordings over there if they're still available. We are going to keep them open for probably the next few months. Then once we start getting ready to sell tickets for next year, we'll probably pull them down. So anyway, if you're interested, head on over, check them out. All right, so I'm going to stop talking now so you can listen in on this conversation that I have with my good friend, my new friend, Jason, and all about this market that he's going into, which people would say he's crazy, but I think you're going to get a ton out of this. Let's go ahead and listen in. Well, hey, Jason, what's up, man? Welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am super excited to be here with you.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. You and I met at Brand Accelerator Live, and you had shared some of your story, and I said, wow, like, that's an amazing story. I mean, you're a young guy too. I mean, like, you're, you know, I mean, hey, take it while you can, trust me. All right. And some people are like, well, I'm not a kid, but to me, you're probably a kid.
I like to consider myself a kid. That's for sure.
I'm a kid too. I'm just 47 years old. So I'm a kid at heart, man. I just think it's really interesting because, you know, you've done a lot so far, and, it's just interesting to see how people connect the dots in their own head, in their mindset. And it mm-hmm. seems like you've got a pretty good head on your shoulders, and you, and you you actually went for it and you said, let's just go for this. So I want to walk people through that because you're in a pretty competitive space, really. I mean, if you think about it, and I want to kind of go through, like, what made you say to yourself, you know what, I'm just going to go for it anyway, you know, even though that's the case. So before we do that, let's jump in and let's introduce you. Like, who's Jason? Yeah. Let's hear a little bit more about your backstory.
So I'm 24 years old. I live in Akron, Ohio. Kind of like you, I come from a family business, which similar to you, I left to start something on my own. And you're comfortable with me getting into my own product here?
Oh yeah. 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 Okay, no, okay. If you're comfortable, we're comfortable.
Yeah. I've always kind of had an obsession with planners.
Okay.
And I tried a whole bunch of different ones out there and couldn't find the one that I really liked or worked well for me. So I decided to make my own, and I hadn't really done too much as far as selling online. And one of the ways I was able to leave is kind of started another business. I have a rental property. So I know you've got some of that too.
Oh yeah.
So gave me the possibility where I could leave my job and still have, you know, enough that I could live off of mm-hmm. and start kind of something I was excited about like this.
So let me time out here. Let me call a timeout. All right.
Yeah.
So there's some gaps there I need to fill for myself and probably the listeners. So 24 years old, you're a young guy. I've got a daughter, 24. Okay.
All right.
So I know where you're at in your life. She just got married. Her husband's 25. He's in the Navy. So they're doing well. The family business, does that happen right after high school? Do you go to college? Lead me through that gap.
Yep. So I, went to college and then I came and worked for the family business that, my family's got car dealerships in Akron, Ohio. So I was working for them selling cars and, was hoping that it was something I wanted to go into. I've always kind of wanted to have a business of my own.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
My life would actually be a lot easier if I decided that I liked the car business, but I tried it out and wasn't for me.
Okay.
But, you know, really focused on still selling cars and was able to then get my rental property, but ultimately decided it wasn't something that I cared to stay in.
Okay. So two questions, the rental property, a guy your age, how does a rental property come into your world? And what type of rental property? Single family, two family?
It's a 4-unit apartment building, so a quadplex.
Okay.
And when I graduated from college, and you move back home with your parents, and I really wanted to move out of my parents. And things I read about, people I know, my dad's got some rental property on the side. I was kind of sold on, long-term wise, I want to invest in real estate. So if
I could
use it as an opportunity to get rental property and move out of my parents. I live in the 1 unit, rent out the other 3.
Okay.
It was kind of a
beautiful
win. And it just, when I graduated, I mean, other than being focused on selling cars, I was very focused on walking through properties, you know, reaching out to banks, trying to get loans, just whatever I needed to do to be able to get that rental property.
Okay. I'm seeing a little bit of a thread here. You're a go-getter, man. You're an action taker, which I absolutely love. And I love it that you're into real estate already. And I know that's not your primary focus right now, but it may be in the future, or at least you'll dabble because you can see that is like a passive income model. I've dabbled in it. I've flipped houses. I did a lot of different things. The recent one with the Airbnb has really got me excited because it's more of a short-term rental, but there's a lot of upside to that. So my advice to Jason, the 24-year-old, not being your father, but being basically someone to give you some advice, definitely play in that space a little bit more. As you make profits, definitely buy that stuff. It's not attached to your current business. I think your business right now is phenomenal. We're going to dig into that. But my advice, if it was to my younger self being 24, 25 years old, it'd be doing what you did, buy something you can live in, rent out the rest. And then from there, whenever you have an opportunity to add more, absolutely. And if you can get into the Airbnb space, oh my gosh, dude, it's like, I mean, it's like, you've got like, okay, you can make, you know, like on a rental property, let's say you can bring in $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month. In Airbnb, if you charge per night, that's why hotels do so well, is because you can, you know,
higher margins.
Yes, higher margins, right? Yeah. So it's incredible. I'm pretty excited about that. But anyway, that wasn't around. Airbnb wasn't around when I was 24. Not that I would have had the money at 24 to probably do that, but awesome job on that. So I just want to give you some credit on that. Okay. So then your family business, don't really want to go into the car. I get that, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure that your father and, you know, your family has probably been like, it's a grind. I mean, it's work. It's successful, but you're always got to stay one step ahead, and you got all of the responsibilities, and you're like, yeah, I don't think this is for me. So then you start thinking to yourself, how do I start my own business? So what led you to the planner? Just that you had an interest in planners to begin with?
Yeah, I liked, the more I got focused on planners, I felt like the better I got at working.
Okay.
Just able to prioritize things. For me, journaling or just planning things out in a way, it's a way to hold myself accountable.
I like it.
It was something I was passionate about.
Okay. And so then where was the idea that I'm going to go ahead and, was it you're going to go directly to Amazon? Was it you're just going to do e-commerce, or you're just going to sell it on eBay? Like, lead me through, like, where does that idea come from?
I still want to be able to get into all the different spaces. Mm-hmm. Once I started looking more into Amazon and listening to your podcast, yeah, it kind of became very sold on Amazon. As far as having them do my fulfillment,
sure,
was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I don't have my apartment full of planners right now.
And
yeah, I was very sold on that. And I also was really excited to learn how to sell online. So, mm-hmm, I don't know. I mean, compared to selling a car, which, mm-hmm, is a very different just sales process, yeah, I feel like so much of the industry is changing to selling online. Mm-hmm. I knew that was, when you talk about learning skills and kind of, mm-hmm, another asset to your, you know, wheelhouse of tools, yeah, I knew that was something that I wanted to learn, was selling online. So, mm-hmm, yeah, I wanted to get onto the online space, was very sold on kind of Amazon as being at the heart of it to start, so I can scale from there.
Sure.
But,
Okay. And then, then you get the idea, you're going to do that. The planner was the thing. How much research went into, like, okay, how many are selling? Can I sell? How much research went into that before you ended up pulling the trigger?
There was a lot of research. I mean, use Jungle Scout, all those tools, mm-hmm, could kind of see where it was. One of the things that made it a little bit difficult was the time I was starting to research it was the planner kind of market, you know, cyclical as far as the first of the year, everyone's buying planners.
Sure.
And most retail, I mean, things go up around Christmas time. So I'm kind of looking at it around that point, and it's trying to figure out when I should be launching, mm-hmm, how much are they actually selling? You know, if right now they're selling it X amount, like, what's it kind of like when the market's at its normal level?
Sure.
So I spent a lot of time researching it to see when, you know, can I actually make money on this that's, mm-hmm, worth my time, right?
Right.
If I can pull it off on my own, I put a lot of research into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was your first move? Like, you know, was it, you know,
finding a supplier in China, you know, reaching out to a whole bunch of them off Alibaba, getting, mm-hmm, samples. I left my job at the first of the year, and I actually spent the first couple months, almost the first like 6 months, just interviewing lots of business owners, entrepreneurs, people, mm-hmm, have done something neat, and was asking them how they set and tracked their goals. Mm. At this point, I had a reasonable kind of process I'd been using for my journaling and planning, but I don't know, it was neat to, mm, learn more, right? And see what else is out there. So I spent a lot of time doing that. And then I started putting on focus groups. So I put on 12 focus groups where I'd get groups of people, walk them through my design page by page, have them test it out, and make sure it worked. So that was kind of, I mean, one of the big first steps was obviously I need to come up with a design. That one of the things I when I was doing my research, and it's probably easy for me to have a biased opinion because I didn't like any of the pointers out there, but I felt like lots of them were just kind of missing a component of, where did these concepts come from? Like, has it been proven to work? So I wanted to take time, ask lots of successful people how they do it, and then test it with people trying my design.
Okay. So then the next question that comes to mind is, dude, like, you get these focus groups together. What do? Put something in the paper? Like, how do you get people to come to a focus group? Right.
Friends and family.
Okay.
That was it. Friends and family. Now, I spent a lot of time going to networking events. So if I met, people who were willing to do more than just a cup of coffee with me, because I don't know, if you ask somebody for a half hour to go get a cup of coffee, that's what I was doing a lot of my time. And then I would bring them to the focus groups. And I would say one of the big things I learned from focus groups, and I imagine some of your listeners can relate with this, is when I would show people my design on a one-on-one, everybody would tell me, Jason, looks great. When's it going to start selling? You know, they just want to tell me what I want to hear. And it was really surprising. Once I could get that same person the next day, put them in a focus group with six people, and they would just start tearing apart the design, which is what I wanted, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. Like, I'm confused by this. This looks like it would take way too long to fill out these things. So once I started to realize how much more value I was getting from putting together these focus groups, I just, kept going more and more. But it was mostly friends, family, or the people I met in networking groups who are kind of already helping me. So,
No, it's smart. I mean, you're getting like real live. And then, like you said, I think, yes, having your family do it, but then getting someone outside of the family that's like, I don't care if I'm going to hurt Jason's feelings a little bit here. I'm going to rip that thing apart.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
That was at the phase where, like, I needed my feelings to be hurt, right? Because it's like my biggest, you talk about fears. Like, one of my biggest fears was, I'm going to build the perfect planner for me. do other people actually want this planner? So by taking it through that focus group, I, could kind of, you're always going to have fears like that, but to kind of have other people's opinions that were less biased in a way.
Now I think that's great. So you went through about 6 months of that?
So of the focus groups, there's maybe 2 months of doing focus groups.
Okay. And then you started to kind of, improve upon your, your planner.
My design. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, everyone, it's like the first couple of them, I would, I'd almost feel bad asking people to come together to a focus group because I don't know. I felt like in a way I was bringing them and just not like tooting my own horn, but I don't know. I felt like I was doing that by bringing these people together. But then by the end of that, I would have almost, I was felt embarrassed sometimes that I was passing this out to people. It was like, this, there are so many problems with this design.
Really? Okay. So, okay.
That just became super helpful to me to steer my design in the right direction. But after I had a number of them that kind of, I started to have, people consistently telling me that it flowed, made sense. Then I kind of was ready to, to put in my orders. Cause I left my job dealership the first of the year, and I didn't launch until July 15th. So it was, a couple months before then when I put in my order. So,
How many did you order your first run?
First order was 1500 units.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's a good number. you must have thought you were going to sell some.
Wishful thinking.
Wishful. All right. So, you do the focus groups, which I think is phenomenal that you did that. And getting all of that feedback. Before we get into like actually the selling of this and like where it's now and where it's going to go, what was some of the things that you were, cause I'm just curious, like from people that were going through like a planner, like what were some things that were obvious that had to be in it or that needed to be changed that are probably now in the planner? Like, so what were some things that people were saying they didn't like, they wish they had? Is there anything that comes top of mind?
Yeah. So one of the big things, and it's kind of, I don't know, one of the ways I want mine to be different is lots of the planners out there, they had spots for you to write your goals, set your goals. I mean, the whole planner is kind of focused around goal setting, but, as far as tracking your goals on a daily basis, I'm very sold on if you write your goals that you're going to help you get there. But
sure.
I also feel like if you're not tracking your progress towards those goals, writing it down alone isn't going to get you there. It's, that daily, like, am I doing what I need to do to get there? So it was coming up with a process that made it easy to track your progress daily and hold yourself accountable.
Okay. No, I like that. Is there anything in the planner that allows you to identify like your goals and you know, that part of it? Because I know a lot, I think for a lot of people, it's like there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of planners, but to help you actually kind of like unpack or whatever, is any of that in there? I'm just curious.
It is. So it starts with, I call it a life crash course, where I kind of have people start with kind of like a bucket list, dream list sort of thing. And then you'll use those to form your long-term goals, break them down into your yearly goals, monthly goals, things like that.
Okay,
it kind of starts with, I call it a life crash course, where it, starts, you know, on the big scale and then works it back to, you know, what are your smaller goals and what are the daily habits you need to be doing that's kind of move you in that direction.
I love it. I'm going to have to get one of these. So we'll drop a link. So, I mean, this is actually a double benefit for the audience. Like, I'm not even an affiliate for this. So this is just some love that we're going to give out here on the podcast. So, guys, we'll drop the show notes, the link that you can go check it out. This sounds incredible. I think you and I talked about it too. We're like, next year for Brand Accelerator Live, we're gonna have to work out something so we can make these available. yeah. That'll be amazing. All right, cool. So, let's now get into sales. Like, okay. So what's it look like? You have nothing else for sale at this point. You have a brand new account. You're going to launch the planner. What's the plan of attack? How are we going to do it? Oh, here we go. This is live, guys. This is live.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right. Someone's trying to buy a planner, I think.
All right. So let's see where the business is at now. So I launched on July 15th. So about 3 months ago.
Okay.
I've sold just under 1500. I'm hoping where it's at. By the end of the day, I should be over 1500.
Nice.
I'm at 1486. But
wow.
They're selling very well for my first couple months. I was happy with that. And let's see, as far as preparing for the launch, I wanted to do everything. I mean, you kind of always have those fears where it's like, I mean, you don't want the fear to hold you back from doing something, but kind of like that fear drives you to, work your butt off to make sure it's not going to fail.
Yeah.
So I had definitely put energy into an email list. I put a lot of energy into reaching out to bloggers, YouTubers, two podcast guys who put me on their podcast and then aired it that first 2 weeks of me launching.
Nice.
It was kind of like I wanted that first 2 weeks of my launch. I wanted something to be coming out, you know, every other day or every so many days just to keep driving traffic at my listing. It actually worked out really conveniently that, so I launched in July.
Yep.
And then Amazon, I was planning on launching in July. They announced that they were going to have Prime Day in July.
Oh, yeah.
So I had decided to make Prime Day my launch day, which actually it worked out very well for me. They, you know, if you participate in their sale, they kind of push your listing a little bit. And you just have a ton of people on Amazon then. So I was able to kind of catch on to that wave, have the different, you know, through my email list, the different influencers, YouTube videos coming out about my planner, could get a lot there. One of the other things somebody recommended to me was hosting a launch party, like a physical launch party. And that really helped. I had rented out a space at a local bar and I ordered a backdrop with like my logo and stuff on it. And I'd spent months kind of working with people in the community about my planner. So, I rented out this, or I got this backdrop with my logo and I borrowed one of those wheels, kind of like you see on the game show, you spin the wheel and a little ticker. And I had got a whole bunch of different, like I made shirts with my logo on it. They said like, I'm crazy, go crazy. So they're kind of fun. Cups with my logo, pens. I had one spot where somebody could win a free planner. But anybody who came to my launch party, I would, if they took a picture in front of my backdrop and posted it on their social media, they could spin the wheel for a free go crazy prize.
Nice.
So within that first day, it was kind of, you know, I could get also all over those people's social medias. And it kind of worked out as a way where, you know, you have your friends and family or the people who had been helping me make this planner. It's not my personality type to want to text somebody and say like, hey, my planner's out. Please go buy it. Right.
Right.
I know these people, they want to buy my planner. They want to help me.
Right.
And they helped me make it. So they're excited about it. But it kind of worked as a way where I launched on a Monday and I had my launch party on a Wednesday. So I could reach out to people those days saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know, I launched the planner to celebrate. I'm hosting a launch party. at this bar over here if you could mm-hmm. come. And obviously, if they came, then they could get the food and stuff that I had and
sure.
the chance to win a planner. But there was also that, you know, I was informing them in a not pushy way
sure.
that, you know, if you want my planner, sure. it's out now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, oh, that's great. So talk about the launch party really quickly. I think this is the first time I've ever heard someone doing that with their physical product. I mean, I'm sure it's been done, but so how did, was this again, family and friends and then letting people know you're networking and like all of that stuff. So family, it's a local friends,
networking events, yeah. lots of the people who, I mean, all the business owners who had helped me, you know, okay. let me interview them and yeah. stuff like that. I wanted a way to invite them back, show them the finished product.
Okay.
I did not pay for the open bar park.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, pizza, finger food, veggie okay. trade, okay. whatever like that. But
was the bar part of your focus group at all? Was this someone that you had had in there? Or is it someone that you were just like, hey, we're going to have some people?
No, this was I didn't know the owner of this
okay.
bar. Okay.
Mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a random okay. bar that they even like, and it worked out. This bar will let you like rent out their rooms. It's free to rent it out because then, you know, they know I'm going to buy food and sure. bring a bunch of people there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, that's awesome. And plus you get all the pictures, like you said, of people there mm-hmm. and it's fun. You got, you know, prizes, yeah. you get social media interaction and all of that stuff. So that's smart. I really like that idea a lot. Okay. So you do that and things are starting to move now. I mean, is it starting to move the needle now? The question is like, did it help you with ranking? Cause ranking, you know, we all know if we can get ranked on, did you run any pay-per-click at the same time? Like how did that look?
I went very heavily on pay-per-click from day one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I still run a lot of pay-per-click sometimes. Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
When you look at how much you can spend on pay-per-click. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So then the other question is now, okay, what side of this now is like the longer play where there's like, you're going to help people with planning. You're going to help people with goal setting. Is that part of it? Is there going to be a content side of the brand now where you're going to help people, maybe interview experts like you had and maybe do a podcast? Like, who knows? Like, what are your ideas moving forward? I've got ideas, but what are your ideas?
Yeah. So, I mean, since day one, I've had a blog. I have like video, like have training videos of me kind of showing how the planner works.
Okay.
I would say after going to your event,
yeah,
I definitely feel a bigger internal push to make a podcast. Until I can get past the first of the year is kind of, you know, peak season for planners. It's not something I'm ready to tackle right now, but, right. And I would love to, lots of the people who helped me make this, I kind of already have a good group of business owners, entrepreneurs that I could, you know, start interviewing on there and then hopefully have it grow from there. So I would like to start a podcast and I have my YouTube videos now that kind of, like I said, they just show people how to use the planners, but also I don't know if I'll try and do both a heavy YouTube channel and a podcast or just choose one over the other. But right now, one of the things I'm trying to work a lot on is building, like I have a Facebook group with, maybe I have like 35 follower or people in there. It's not a ton, but I really want to get like a tight knit community. You know, how do I make it so you're not just buying the planner, but you're joining the crazy community is what I call it.
Right.
Of other people who are using the planner and kind of have the similar obsession of writing things down.
I think, and again, I mean, we always, you know, we always fall into the trap of like looking at like big numbers and big followers. I'm a big fan of finding those true 1,000 fans. Like there's a blog post out there called, you know, your true, you know, 1,000 fans, and that will, you'll be able to make a very nice living with 1,000 true fans. And I believe that, because you know, it's not about like those 1,000 will tell so many more people, right? It's like, you just have to focus all your energy and, you know, you start with zero, then you get one, you get five, and it just keeps, you know, it keeps moving the needle that way. I do think that you could have a huge, you know, impact on people that are looking for, planning and for the entrepreneurial space. And I know that it's already got people in there doing it, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it. It doesn't mean that you can't come at it with a different angle. And as far as like doing a podcast or doing YouTube or doing both, the easy solution would be do what you were doing right now and record this as you're doing the interview. And then you post that on YouTube and you use the audio for a podcast. You know, that way you can kind of do both.
Yeah. You talk about that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You can just repurpose that. And you know, that makes it a lot easier. So you're not thinking to yourself, oh, I got to do YouTube and I got to do this, because then all you're doing is you're posting in two different places. You know, as long as your video isn't really like, if you're doing a demo on the book and you did a podcast, that'd be kind of weird, because then they're like, well, I can't see it. Right. But if you're just talking about something, and then you might say, hey, if you want to, like, you might do like another segment at the end of it, and you go, hey guys, if you want to see us actually break down and show you how to really plan this out, we're going to do a bonus, video. Just go over to here and you can go ahead and watch it. And then this way here, you're driving people from the podcast, but you're also creating that piece of content that's going to live on YouTube. So that's another way to drive traffic, but you could just do like a small little 10-minute training at the end, or have one of your guests do something, whatever. I mean, again, we're talking down the road, but that's a way that you could leverage both platforms without you really having to do a ton more work.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really think that you've already done so much. I think that you're just scratching the surface. What's the back end of this, I guess? I'm seeing this as you're going to have to get replacements, or you're going to have to get some type of update, because this planner, you're going to write in it, it's going to get filled up, right?
Right. So, yeah. It's a 90-day planner, so somebody will have to buy four of them a year. Okay. I would like to come out with an app version too. That'll be another one of the, hopefully within a year I can have an app version of it, because, I mean, I really like to write things down on pen and paper, but there's still a big portion of the market that want the app, or maybe they want, you know, a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. So it's working on getting there as well. But already, I mean, just because you have to get one every 90 days, it's not a subscription model. I would like to set up billing so that people can get on a subscription basis. But right now it's just...
Do you have anything that you sell for a year, like a bundle, like four?
No, not yet.
Yeah. That would be a good one, because that way there, they can buy it all and they get a savings, right? Like, so it's like you buy one for this, if you buy a bundle for a year, it's this, it's kind of like your annual fee. And then the cool thing is like for you to be able to, I'm sure that there's a way that you said you're building your email list, which we should talk about that. Is there a way in the planner that people then can then enter their email address to basically be notified of other things?
Yeah. So that's one of the nice things about having like the paper product is, you know, right off the bat, I have like a coupon in there. So they buy it and there's this piece of paper that says, give this to someone who's crazy. Mm. And then there on the back, there's a coupon code. And then throughout the planner, I have spots where, you know, I'm directing to my own site with these coupon codes to, you know, hey, you only have a week left in your planner, go buy another one.
Right.
And there's a couple things, like there's only so many, you know, goal planning sheets you can fit in a physical planner. So I have, you know, if you want more, you can go to my website, or if you want, certain things, go to my website, put in your email address and get it that way. So I'm hoping that the people that buy it their first time on Amazon, they'll buy it there, but their second time will come off of my website.
Yeah. I think that would be fine. That would be great. But I also think just having them buy through the Amazon platform isn't such a bad thing either, if you control the email flow, right? So if you're able to, like you are, you're like getting close to the end. You're like, hey, you know, you've only got like, you know, 10 more days or, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. You should probably order here, use this and you'll get a discount. Yes. To drive them through your own website, you make more money, but you also lose the traffic going to Amazon, which will boost your ranking. So there's a trade-off there. You know what I mean? I do think you should use the pretty link. Are you using a pretty link now inside, like a link that you can then redirect them? Or is it just going to your website? Or is it going right to Amazon? How is that directing
like them? The link I tell them to go to in the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just tell them, go to my website.
Okay.
Order them. Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why I say that is, if you create a pretty link, which is basically...
What do you mean by that, a pretty link?
Okay. So there's a plugin for WordPress, or if you had a different, you know, platform that you want, that you're using, you can just use an extension. But what that does is it allows, like right now, I can tell people, hey, if you want help on list building, go to theamazingseller.com/build-list, right? Mm-hmm. So I've created that. That's a pretty link. So I can redirect that link anywhere I want, anytime. So right now it goes to a place that you can go. You don't have to put your email in, but you can go there and watch the free training. If I wanted to, the minute I get off here, I can go to that inside of my dashboard and I can rechange that direction to go wherever I want. You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. So this way here, you can direct them to your store, or you can direct them to your, you know, your Amazon, you know, channel, or, you know, or you can direct them to another place, right? A fulfillment center, whatever. This way here, that link is kind of evergreen. You can change the direction at any time. Mm-hmm. If you do it to your website, yes, you could redirect that, but it's then going to redirect all of your traffic, which would right. then be like a 403 or whatever, right? It would be like a 301. I don't know. Chris would know. Yeah, it's yeah. more of the direction of the hosting company that they would have to direct it. This gives you the ability, almost like a Bitly link, right? But it's branded with your web address. So it's a free plugin. If you're on WordPress, you just go and look up Pretty Link. It's a plugin yeah. that goes in the back end. Are you on Shopify or are you?
I'm on Shopify, but I know I can do things like that. You can. I have something you set can. Up, you know, gocrazyplanners.com/training.
There you go.
You know, I can, yep. yeah, make yeah. that wherever you want. Yeah.
yeah. So I would probably, once you do another order, probably just rebrand that in there. I mean, that can't be hard to do inside of your, you know, when you place a new order for them to swap out a link or a page or whatever. Yeah. But that's going to be worth it for you because then, you can always redirect that whenever you want. So it makes it really clean. So I would definitely recommend that. Yeah. And so you said you're on Shopify, and your blog is on Shopify as well.
Yep. It's okay. all hosted on Shopify.
Cool. And that's been up for what? A couple months, 2-3 months,
couple months. I mean, I've had this site up for, you know, a couple months before I launched, cause I was building my email list, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Maybe it's been around 6 or 7 months.
Okay. So okay, good.
I get a couple people a day, just naturally from my blog posts, from right. search engine yeah. optimization. I mean, I don't have a ton of blog posts yet, mm-hmm. but yeah, just hopefully one of those things. I keep making one a week, yeah. in a year from now.
Oh, I would do it. Yeah, I would. And I would even probably even outsource some of that at some time, where they're just basic questions that mm-hmm. then you can have them answered. Like if there was something that you're answering in, like, you know, if you put together like a guide or something, right? Like, you know, 5 simple ways to plan out the best year ever, right? Like that could be 5 blog posts. So it's technically yeah. when you're creating your blog posts, think about them as like chapters in a book in a sense. Which I've done that. I've actually done it on the podcast. If you go to, theamazingseller.com/pace, PACE, mm-hmm. that will take you to a page, again, a pretty link that directs you to a page that has all the resources of where I taught PACE. Now, I also did 5 episodes on the podcast. And the reason why I did that, I haven't even ever released this. So you're seeing this. The only people that seen this is my inner circle. But see this right here? This, and yeah. if you're listening to this on the podcast, you don't see this, but it's a book that I had basically done. And look at this. This here, okay, is everything from those 5 episodes. Okay. So basically I had someone go
transcribed.
It's not just transcribed. It's transcribed and then it's fully edited. So they put it into, so basically you can see it's all broken down. There's bullet points. There's all breaks, right? So I had a writer, I paid for it, right? I think I paid probably just over $500-$600 to have someone go through. They took those 5 podcast episodes and they created this. They also created the PACE method, which is a workbook. Now in the workbook, look at this.
See? Yeah.
This was all from 5 podcast episodes. Okay. So again, you don't necessarily have to write everything. You can do interviews and then say, hey, I'm creating this ahead of time in my mind of how I would want to teach it over the course of 5 posts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically just, you know, record or write these out and know that later I can create a guide. So mm-hmm. the idea with this is I'm going to probably offer this here, these 2 books, I'm going to offer these either as a lead magnet, which is basically for people that are interested in doing a self audit. Like you guys did at Brand Accelerator Live. We gave you that in that workbook. That was a self audit. That self audit came from this, right? So now for you guys to have this handy would be pretty useful. So I can either sell it for maybe $4, $5. And then I know that you're a paying customer. So it's a lead magnet that actually brings someone in that's interested, or I can say, you know what, let's try it as a free offer. And on the back end, people might want to come into my training or whatever, right? So mm-hmm. that's a simple way that yeah. you could do it as well. You could come up with, like, there's a series that you're going to do on, you know, on how to create the best year ever, right? Or how to get the most done in the next, you know, 30 days or 90 days or whatever. And then from there, you would have everything that they would need to do broken down into separate blog posts. Those separate blog posts turn into a guide that you can then offer either for sale, or you can offer it as a lead magnet that would bring them into wanting to buy your planner.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah. You make a whole nother asset basically out of those podcasts. Now you've got,
100%. And then, so some people are like, oh, I want to go listen to it. Okay. Go listen to it. Oh, but I'd really like this down in a written form. Well, there's transcriptions. Yeah. Or if you want, you can grab these for just $4.95, which I'm not offering these right now, but that's how it would look. Right.
Yeah.
So that's, and I, there's a, let me see if I got my other one here. Yeah. So this one here, this was done. I basically had this printed from Staples, right?
Yeah. But this, I have that one.
You have this one, right? Well, this here was a webinar that I did of training, a workshop that I then had broken down by a writer and put this into a booklet. Right. So that was me planning out, what do I want to train in 90 minutes that people need to know in order to build a brand right here. Yeah. And then I had this done, and now you buy this for $4.95. And then if you say yes to that, then you might get the workbook offer for $19, whatever. Right. But it's all adding value that also bring people in that I know if you got this, you're interested in my methodology. You're interested in what I teach. Same thing for you, man. Mm-hmm. Right. If people buy in because they're interested in planning and they want to get more done, and then you can have segments of it, right? Like you can totally niche this in any niche. Like you can adapt this to, you know, self-improvement. You can do it in entrepreneurial space, fitness.
Yeah.
Like there's,
branching off. Yeah.
Oh, you could go down in so many sub niches, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. I just wanted to share that with you because,
helping push my thinking.
Well, you know, that's what I'm here for, man. but no, man, you're doing awesome. Is there anything else that you think that we need to know before? Cause I mean, we're gonna have to do an update with you. We'll have to do an update. We'll have to get you back on, probably do an update, next year. If you attend Brand Accelerator Live, we get you back. We'll have you come back and we'll have to do an update right there live. We'll do that right there. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And then that way there, I've got a couple other people that I mentioned that to, and they're like, oh man, you're really holding my feet to the fire. I'm like, yeah, I am. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. In a good way. So is there anything else that we're missing? Like up to this point. So what's the biggest struggle or sticking point up to this point? What's been the thing that you can say, man, I'm glad I'm done with that. Or there's things that I'm still struggling with. What's the biggest bottleneck? Let's call it.
Probably the biggest bottleneck or the thing that causes the most stress with, I imagine this is kind of with every business, is you have that, the cash crunch, right?
Yeah.
As my first order was 1500. Mm-hmm. I kind of purposely launched at the pit of, what I thought with, you know, the planner season. Yeah. So it was only going to be going up from when I launched. So it's like my first order was 1500 units. In like 2 to 3 weeks after I launched, I placed another order, before I had recouped most of that money from my first order of 6,000 units, just so I can start to build my inventory up for the holiday season. So that's definitely what's caused the most stress. biggest, trying to think of other struggles. Getting better at making content is always something, right? Those blog posts. And it's lots of the things that I learned at the Brand Accelerator Live. Instead of just sitting down, like, what am I going to write today as a blog? Making that schedule in advance just helps so much. When I can write it out, like, here's going to be my next blog post for the next 60 days. You know, it just kind of gives you a roadmap. And then I can kind of, you know, have them steer people in a direction or have them have a kind of a flow to it. So those are probably the biggest.
Yeah. Too. And I mean, we got inventory issues, big problem, right? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, how do I keep up with this? Should I buy that much? Shouldn't I buy that much? What's fourth quarter going to look like? Like, those are like e-commerce, like normal struggles, right? I mean, Mike Jackness was there. You heard him. He's like sitting on $1 million in inventory. You know what I mean? Like, imagine that. But that's why I'm really, really trying to get the point across that I think people need to add the other side of the business. Right? You need the digital assets. You need the content. You need the traffic, because then you can turn on either sponsorships, or you can turn on ad networks if they're in line with your stuff, or you got affiliate products, because maybe you're not going to create this certain product, but then you're going to recommend it or refer it because you're talking about it, right? So all of that stuff will add. It'll also lessen the pressure that you have to you're only making money on the physical end.
Yeah.
Right. So that takes the burden off of that. it also makes the brand more valuable. So if you ever wanted to sell
more than one flow of income, not just
and traffic. Yeah. And traffic. Right. Cause again, I mean, you're young in this journey, but think about if right now your main sales channel went away, that would suck.
Oh, yeah. My business would be gone.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So you're early enough that, and you get it, and which is great. You know that that needs to be something done. You're the planner guy, man. So plan out your content. Come on.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah, I just think that you got to get serious on that. I think you are, but you're actually in that spot now where you're like, oh my gosh, like we're approaching fourth quarter. This could be a huge, you know, potential for you. And I think more so, not even in just fourth quarter, it could be in the first quarter. Right. Mm-hmm. Cause people are all like January 1st, they're in that mode.
That's when you think I need a planner. Yeah.
I need a planner. Especially if you start going around, like if you want to reach your, you know, peak potential this next year, if you want to reach all your goals, if you start sprinkling that content out there, or even getting to be guests on other people's podcasts or YouTube channels about them talking about goal setting. And then you're coming in and talking about you created the planner that's going to allow them to make it easier to achieve and stick to the plan, like all of that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But no, man, I think you're doing great. And just again, want to say thank you for, number one, thank you for sharing, you know, your product and all of your wisdom and all that you've learned. I mean, you're a young guy, but man, you've done it, which is impressive.
Learning as I go, trying my best.
Yeah. I mean, focus groups. I mean, look at you, you know, that's pretty amazing. So, all right. So if anyone wants to grab a copy of one of these planners, I mean, you're almost out of stock, but by the time maybe you'll get more stock in.
Oh, I got more.
Okay.
I had 6,000 land back in, so I've got lots of
inventory. Okay, good. So if anyone wants to grab one, where should they go?
Either Amazon, if you search Goal Crazy Planner, or my site is goalcrazyplanners.com.
Okay. So, all right.
We'll
drop that in the show notes as well. And the next time I want you to have a pretty link set up that basically is crazygoalplanners.com/whatever, get your book or something, right? Yeah. Like something, because then you could have given that link out, right? Versus saying, hey, go to Amazon, search for goal. You know, you would just say, go to crazyplanners.com/.
I can control it, whether it goes to Amazon, to my own site.
Exactly. Yeah. Then it would just go over there. They don't have to go there and search and all that stuff. Right.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Well, this has been awesome. I want to say thank you, Jason, for spending some time and hanging out with us. And we're going to definitely have you back on, and we're definitely going to be looking forward to Brand Accelerator Live. Yeah.
I'm ready. Hey, thanks for having me. And thanks for all the advice.
Yeah.
I got a ton out of this. Thank you.
No problem, man. Take care.
Yep. You too.
All right, man. I love doing these calls, by the way. I haven't really realized how much I enjoy them, and I hope that you got a ton of value from that. And I just, again, want to thank Jason for coming on and being open and transparent. And, you know, he's in a competitive market, but he's okay with that. He's in it for the long haul. This is something that he believes in, something that he wanted to create a product for his own, you know, his own itch, if you will. And usually that's how, you know, brands are successful when you're in a competitive space, is you either have someone that's in there that you're creating a solution for, or someone that you know that has a problem and that you can really, really understand it. And he's put together, you know, focus groups, like you heard him say, which is just mind blowing that someone at his age, 24 years old, is just, you know, having the sense to do that, number one, but just having the take action, you know, attitude and going out there and making it happen. So again, I just want to really give him a lot of credit, and also for coming on here and sharing everything with us, because I think every time we can hear someone else's story, it's always a little bit different. It's never, ever going to be exactly the same. And I think that's where we learn. Why not learn from other people that are going down a similar road, but just at a different turn here and there, or a different way that they arrived there? So again, I really, really enjoy doing these. The show notes to this episode can be found at theamazingseller.com/740. Probably going to want to grab those. Probably going to want to bookmark this one as well. And the other thing is, if you want to have a chance to come on the show and have me do a one-on-one coaching call with you, all you have to do while I'm still doing them is head over to theamazingseller.com/ask. And all you have to do is tell me a little bit about your business. And if I think it's something I can help you with, or that would make a good show as far as, you know, having something that will bring value to the listeners, to you guys, then just go there and submit your story a little bit and a little bit about what you want to work on. And then we can see if it's a good fit for the show. Like I said, I want to do more of these. Seems like you guys are really enjoying them. I'm enjoying them. So heck, why not? The last thing I want to remind you is the recordings to Brand Accelerator Live. They are available currently right now, depending on when you're listening to this. So if you're interested in grabbing them, head on over to theamazingseller.com/BAL2019. And if you weren't able to attend, this is the second best thing. And the reason why I say that is because there's nothing like being at a live event with a couple of hundred people, so you can share ideas and bounce, you know, different resources off of each other. I mean, there was just so much value there. I can't even describe it. The only way that you'll experience that is to be at Brand Accelerator Live 2020, which again, if you go to brandacceleratorlive.com, you get more information there, or you can jump on the wait list. But again, the recordings are available right now. If you want to go through that full experience, that full 2-day event with all of the expert sessions that we had, the training sessions, you can go there and grab those and you can watch them in the convenience of your own home over and over and over again if you need to. All right, guys. So that is it. That is going to wrap up this episode. As always, remember, I'm here for you. I believe in you and I am rooting for you, but you have to, come on, say it with me, say it loud, say it proud, take action. Have an awesome, amazing day, and I'll see you right back here on the next episode.